France rejects European constitution. A shell-shocked Europe is today coming to terms with the French rejection of the European Union constitution. The French people voted with a decisive no against the charter, which is designed to pave the way for a more streamlined Europe. President Jacques Chirac was out on a damage limitation exercise, clearly deflated by the fact that his country becomes the first to turn down deeper European integration. Despite the crushing defeat, the 72-year-old Mr. Chirac displayed his trademark fiery resolve and committed himself to pressing ahead with the ratification process. He ignored calls for his resignation and defiantly stated the Constitution would one day prevail. The future for the 25-country bloc is now uncertain. Another nail in the coffin for a federal Europe could arrive as early as Wednesday, June 1, if Holland says no in its referendum. It is widely believed that France's rejection will spur on Dutch doubters to follow suit. The Dutch decision may be key to the future of the Constitution, which needs the full approval from all 25 member nations to become established. So far, 9 countries have given it their stamp of approval. Under the Constitution, Europe would have a 2-year revolving presidency and a European foreign minister. It is designed to drastically reduce the bureaucracy that currently clogs much decision-making in Europe. UK Prime Minister Tony Blair somberly called for a time for reflection.